Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly, deeply moved that you chose to be with me on this third day of March 2021. We're going to be looking at the way. You hear a lot about it when you're reading the Buddha or Lao Tzu, and Jesus referred to it as the kingdom of heaven, finding the way to the kingdom of heaven. What do these people mean? We obviously know that these places do not live in the sky somewhere. They live within us. And since we are still, you know, shuttered and still kind of having to live maybe a more solitary life than our social side of us wants to, nevertheless, this is a wonderful time to be working on yourself, to be working on the parts of yourself that maybe you have ignored. And while they probably will not give you, the gratification, let's say, that being social would, being with your friends, this is a great time to reinvent yourself, to do something totally different with your inner self. And if you are privy to that, and if you can understand that, the value of it, you might see that this time is the most valuable time you've ever had in your entire life. Using this experience as a way to go within and really see the ebb and flow of what it means to come out of this a changed person. As Jesus talked about it, born again. I get emails oftentimes about my TV programs, and one of the TV programs, The Eightfold Path of the Buddha, I talk about Buddha's teachings on the way. And if you look at the Tao, which I have done three series on, you will find that he talks about the idea of the way. And I'm going to kind of share all this with you as much as I possibly can here on radio. But I think you'll get a really good overview of it all on the Eightfold Path of Buddha, my series on the Heart of the Tao, and then the Tao series I did on emptiness. I think you will find insight. This is a great time for all of us to really have some reflection, inner reflection, to begin to maybe mature in another way. So I offer this radio program and all the things you see and hear on Aspire on the website at aspire.org to help you. And I get some wonderful emails from time to time that are interesting, and I want to share with you some of them. The first one comes from Rick, he does not tell me where he lives. He said, I watched your series on the Eightfold Path. What do you mean by what is the way, or is there a way? Rick. Rick, Buddha was very explicit on the subject, and I love what he taught. People ask me, are you a Buddhist? I am not a Buddhist. I am not a Taoist. I'm not a Est. I don't do any of that. I am deeply, deeply enthralled in the process of spiritual awakening. And that's what I work with. And whether or not it's Buddha or Jesus or Lao Tzu or the kid down the street, whoever teaches me the way, I am most interested in. So don't categorize me or people like me who are seeking the way. What is this way? The only way as, let me read to you, let me not just talk about it from my point of view, but let me give it to you from the Buddha's point of view. He said, the way is eightfold. There are four noble truths. All virtue lies in detachment. The master has an open eye. This is the only way. The way to the opening of the eye. Follow it out of desire. Follow it to the end of sorrow. What is he saying? He talks about the world. He said, sit in the world, sit in the dark, sit in meditation, sit in light, choose your seat, let wisdom grow. What is this way? It is an opportunity for you and me to see things we've never seen before, to understand things we've never understood before. It is for us to open ourselves up, as the Buddha talked about, detachment. All virtue, he says, lies in detachment. The master has an open eye. What does he mean? His idea of one eye has an open eye. This eye is one that is not ripping apart everything. Every concept, everything that is beautiful, based on right and wrong, good and bad. This eye is single, solitary. We see things out of a sense of oneness. We seek things not in trying to compare, but see things in the light of oneness, in the light of a dedication, not to an ideal, a belief, a theory, just to see things as open, to see things as they are, to see, as the Buddha said, what is true as true and what is false as false. If we meditate, if we see through detachment of right and wrong, getting rid of that idea that there is a right and a wrong kind of thing, and open that eye up a little bit, the eye that is single in its purpose, in oneness, we begin to realize through every effort we make that there are laws and principles in this lifetime, the way nature works, the way love works. And if you sit with nature long enough in a single purpose, Rick, if you are allowing yourself to see things in the solitary eye, the eye that is just focused on detachment, Buddha says there is virtue in detachment. There, he is right. The world is full of contrasts and arguments. Arguing over one thought over another, over one ideal over another. We live in insecurity and fear, so we miss a great deal. We miss what it is to have a single eye, the way. The way is very clear. And once you have detached from the idea of desire, ambition, pride, vanity, that is when something of the other shore begins to reach me. So Buddha is very explicit about this in his teachings. Everything arises, he says, and passes away. And when you see this, you are above sorrow. This is the shining way, he says. He is right. This is the law and the principle of everything. Everything rises and passes away. Life is based on impermanence, Rick. It is the whole basis of living here on this earth. And once you understand that whole idea of existence is illusion and how we see it, and understand and go beyond the ideas of what we think of as right and wrong, beyond the ideas of what we think is true and false, we start to awaken. This is the detachment. It's the detachment from our ideas and our beliefs about what we think life is and what we think life should be. So with that being said, we come to a place within us where we find that the way we have thought is illusion, the way we understand is illusion, a clarity begins to happen. We don't live by words anymore. The whole effort of meditation is not to be trapped in thought. Never to be trapped by thought. Everybody has thoughts. It goes around and around and around. And these thoughts never lead to anything. Most of our life has been wasted in thoughts. They occupy us. They command us. They live in the desperateness of our fear. If you can allow yourself to let go of your thoughts, everything arises and passes away. Existence is sorrow. Existence is illusion. That's what the Buddha is saying. This doesn't bode well in the Western communities. We in the West don't like this. We think of following our desires and thinking that our desires are the most important aspects of our life. So it is very hard in the West because we interpret this as, well, you'll be a ne'er-do-well. You won't do anything with your life. You'll just sit there and rot. It's not true. We are sitting there and rotting for the most part in our desires. And if we live by them, we live in pride and vanity, foolishness, and we succumb to it. Our private ideas and ideals are very painful. And they are the ones that undermined our entire life. What can I say? What is the way? It is going against the tsunami of my thoughts and my fears. The way is to sit quietly, detach from everything, and watch everything rise and pass away. Rise and pass away. And soon you will see there is a rhythm to this. And it isn't what you and I ever thought of as, oh, isn't this terrible? It isn't sorrow. We will go beyond sorrow into a clarity, into an awareness that supersedes our understanding. Rick, I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Ron in Long Beach. What is a way to get what we want and need? There must be some way to get what I want. Others are doing it, he says. I don't seem to be able to do that. Ron. Ron, everybody has something that they're here on earth for. I don't know you, so I can't tell you what your purpose is here on earth. But everybody has something. We came here not to ignore that something. That something has to do with love. That something has to do with beauty. That something has to do with the awakening beyond the confines of, in my case, the Greg Penn mind, in your case, the Ron mind. If you only live in your Ronness, you will miss what is trying to bring you to awakening. We're here to awaken through the heart, through the beauty of life, not through getting what we want. Getting what we want is circumstantial. Getting what we want is very limiting. People are always looking at what I want. They live in their biology for their biology, sustaining their biology. This is what they call their life. One of the most important things you will ever know is how did you arrive at the idea of the Ron in you? How did you know you were a Ron? What makes up a Ron? If you look at that, just look at it. What is it? What are the components of making up a Ron? Who told you you were Ron? How do you know it's true? This is where we miss. We miss our entire life. We are always looking for something to verify our concept of ourselves. That's all we're doing most of our life. And we want people around us, that's why we like family, to verify our origins and our righteousness, or what we think of as our righteousness. And we never really, really mature. We just don't get it. So we miss. We miss everything that, again, is deeply important. And can I talk to you about what you and I miss? No, you have to come to some sense, and I'm going to just tell you right off the bat here, some sense of futility. You won't seek the way until you find futility. And I feel that most of us spend hundreds and thousands of lives in futility, hitting our head up against that glass ceiling, bang, 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 never really understanding what we're here for, what we're all about, and what this beauty is all about in the course of our lifetime. So listen to the Buddha here. Do not live in the world, in distraction and false dreams, outside the law. Arise and watch. Follow the way joyfully through this world and even beyond. Follow the way of virtue. Follow the way of joyful. Through this world and beyond, he keeps saying. For consider the world a bubble, a mirage. See the world as it is, and death shall overlook you. Do you understand what he's saying? Ron, it's really important. Don't be taken in by the distraction. Don't be taken in by the idea of extremes. You have to understand how all of this works. Death overtakes most people because they never lived. We are given a certain amount of blessing here on earth to work things out inside of us. To come to a place of significance, of profound significance. But for the most part, we don't go into that very deeply because we are confounded by our fears and our self-hatred. We miss everything that is deeply important. If you want to understand, give up what you want. That's all I can say. If you truly want to understand the nature of your life, you and I have to give up what we want. And if we can give up not only what we want, but what we think we've accomplished, we can see things in a different way, in that one eye that Buddha talks about. Listen to me. Master your words, Buddha said. Master your thoughts. Never allow your body to do harm. Follow the three roads with purity. Life, love, freedom. This is how you do it. Through the three purities. Life, love, freedom. Don't be fooled by what you think. What you and I think is generic and genetic. And we don't need to live in those very mundane qualities. Meditation brings us to a profound awareness, another mind, a mind that is watching, learning, not by illusion, but awakening beyond learning. Not learning by direct experience in the world, but realizing the direct experience as the futility of the world. Buddha said, consider the world a bubble, a mirage. See the world as it is, and death shall overlook you. So don't worry. Accept where you find yourself. Be there, Ron. Don't try to be someone else. Be Ron, whatever that is. And that may mean you and I have to humble ourselves to be whatever we are right now. Maybe we won't be well-known or well-loved or well-liked. Find out where you are. Who you are is not as important as what you are. That is the distinction. If you can live in that, as the Buddha said, death will overlook you. He does not mean physical death. He is talking about the inner death that people go through, where they die not knowing one more thing than they came into this world with. Enter into this world empty and seek to enter out of this world and into another life just as empty. I hope that helped you, Ron. I do. I know this is all foreign, but give it some consideration and please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question is from Harold. And let's see, where is this? He lives in Florida. How does God relate to the way that you speak of in your series, Harold? Harold, do you really think there is a God that made all of this? The God that we think of in the West, the God that we have made up in our minds. What is this God we have? What are we talking about here? Jesus said God is love. The Buddha wouldn't even use the term God because he understood the vastness of life itself, that the vastness is that which we would call God but could never conceive of. Lao Tzu refused to even say the word as well. He just called it the Tao. And he talked about how fools look at the Tao and laugh at it and saying, if it weren't for these people laughing at the Tao, it wouldn't be the Tao. You can't consider God because God is made up in people's minds. We use the term God to give ourselves false hope. We don't see it for what it is. If you want to know what God is, it is the way. God is the life, the way. But it is not someone who is in charge. It's not a man. It's not a woman. It's not a super being like we want it to be. Our God as individuals is the emperor of all malice. We make that our God. And we make up reasons why God won't give you this and God won't give you that and why God took your child and all that other stuff that we like to get involved in. We make things up. None of it's true. So the way that I speak of is the way to liberation, to understanding, to awareness, to the beauty of life. Whoa, what was that? To the beauty of life itself. And that's what it really is all about. Now I'm out of here. I gotta go. Anyway, thank you, Harold, for your beautiful question. Oh, that is the way. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with some more wonderful questions on the way. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.